RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there and welcome to Song 2, the podcast where we argue that the second track on any album is often the best, boldest or most important. And we, ergo me, Stephen Stepslow, ask the artists themselves if they agree. Along the way, we dig into the craft of track listing and how sequencing can shape the entire listening experience. This week, our guest is Gavin Rossdale, frontman of Bush, one of the UK's biggest alt-rock exports of the 90s. With hits like Glycerine, Machine Head and Swallowed, Bush sold millions worldwide and carved out their place alongside grunge's heavyweights. Gavin joins us fresh off the release of his latest album, I Beat Loneliness, a record that proves his songwriting is as sharp and urgent as ever. We'll be talking about Bush's legacy, the challenge of keeping albums cohesive in the streaming era, and of course, whether track two really is the sweet spot. A full interview with Gavin will be available soon on Today Radio. So, let's get into it.
What's on your mind? What's in the mirror?
Hey, this is Gavin Rossdale from Bush, and you are listening to Today Radio.
Are you willing to let yourself?
Thank you, Gavin. Now, I run a podcast called Song 2. On that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree, and to speak a little bit on track listing. So, Gavin Rossdale of Bush, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
I think the most important song is the first song, because if you lose someone on the first song, there's no one sticking around for the second song.
And what about the rest of the track listing and sequencing that you would, how much attention pay?
It's absolutely essential. It's your manifesto. It's literally everything. It's the most important thing. It's as important as your kids' birthdays. You have to craft it so that you don't lose people. You have to think of their experience.
Which way is best? I wrap you in my broken arms. They're all I got, they'll have to do.
Rick Rubin talks about how you write music for yourself, not for anyone else. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. Of course, the genesis has to be from you, what your point is, you know. But that's not to say, if you have a history of knowing your audience, I get a sense of joy when I do something, and I know the people that I've seen across the years who love the band, when I get the sense of not having let them down by thinking of another thing they're going to like. That gives me the thrills. I love that. And so similarly, same with the set list of the show, same with the order on the album. You have to just think of people's experience and what you want to do. For example, on this record, it starts in a really sinewy way, you know, with Scars, to pull people in. It's very, very empty. It's very rhythmic, and it's meant to be intriguing and mesmerizing. And then the payoff is these scars that are angels on your body. The idea that we all have these injuries, and we all have these madnesses, and we nonetheless survive, and yet there's some people that don't. So it's just like giving out this sense of where you're not alone. It's a fucking jungle, and it's not easy for anyone. So don't ever think it is, you know, just keep going.
Focus for it.